Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orlana, and today's episode is my dopamine menu for the winter 24-25 season. These are all the things that give me dopamine, that make me feel good, that make me happy, that give me that feel-good hormone. Peyton Sarden did an episode on this a while back. I am a big stan of her. You guys know I love listening to Note to Self. I'm now on the three-way pod wave, and it truly just is a list of small, enjoyable activities designed to boost dopamine, the feel-good neurotransmitter. I think this is a really perfectly timed episode, if I don't say so myself. I know in winter, when the cold and the darkness can really affect your energy and your mood and kind of make you feel those winter blues, seasonal affective disorder, I think having a good go-to list of simple, rewarding activities and things can really just make that big of a difference. And it doesn't have to be things that cost $1 million or require much of you or are super luxurious. I mean, they can be, but a lot of these things are small things like making a hot cocoa or baking at home or setting the vibe in your space, like lighting candles or getting dim lighting or whatever it is. I put together a winter-inspired dopamine menu that I'll be using to stay more uplifted and cozy and connected with the winter season and romanticize it in a way that boosts my mood. Take notes, apply it. I would love to hear what is on your dopamine menu for winter. On Spotify, you can leave comments, which is so much fun, and I've been getting to chat with you guys more. I can reply on there. I can like, it's almost like Instagram or TikTok. But as you were listening to this, I am in London, or actually, I'll be in South Africa in Johannesburg when you're listening to this episode. I'm currently recording this at home, so I have a few life updates, but they'll probably be a little bit outdated by the time you listen to this, but nonetheless, I'll still share. So for those who have DM'd me regarding the IUD and everything, I had my ultrasound yesterday. Everything is perfectly positioned. The tech told me it's perfectly positioned, blah, blah, blah. Last night, I had the most insane cramps ever. I truly think either a cyst was rupturing, or I've heard of like your ovaries, sorry to be TMI and to give you heebie-jeebies, but I've heard that like your ovaries can kind of like twist and flip. So it was definitely one of that. It was not like a consistent, really bad pain. It was kind of coming in and out. I felt like I had to breathe through what I think it would feel like to breathe through contractions. It was so sore. Like if it got any more painful and didn't go away or I didn't fall asleep, I probably would have gone to the hospital. It was so sore. I took 2 extra strength Tylenol. I had a hot water bottle on my stomach. It was so sore. I don't know if it's because I had the ultrasound earlier. Like, I just don't know if any of you have experienced this. I'm still like spotting a bit. I'm a little bit crampy today, but not like that by any means. I did take an extra strength Advil earlier. But if any of you have experienced similar pain, it was like all on my left side. feel free to DM me. I'm open to hearing your thoughts and everything. I'm trying to figure this out. I've spoken to a few of my girlfriends who have experienced similar things with just issues down there. I feel like women's health is this black hole, and there's not enough research, or at least there's not enough like widely circulated known information, and we really have to just advocate for ourselves. So I'd love if, hopefully none of you have experienced this, but if you've experienced similar things, or maybe you're a nurse or doctor, or, you know, I don't know, feel free to DM me. My DMs are always open. You can DM me on Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. I always love chatting with you guys. But that's a little update on the ultrasound IUD Chronicles. I'm getting stressed about packing for London and South Africa because they are two completely different climates. And obviously, I want to dress cute when I'm in London. I don't really care when I'm in South Africa because I'm just with family and hanging there. But London is cold and winter gear is heavy. And so I'm a little bit stressed about packing for 1, 3 weeks, 2, 2 different climates, and 3, hoping that my bag isn't overweight. However, knock on wood, I always get away with it somehow without being charged or anything. So let's hope that my luck keeps up with that. But I literally leave in 4 days. I'm the type of girl that packs the day before. So I'm sure we'll get that all sorted out. I think I'm just going to bring my wool slouch coat from Aritzia and then my leather jacket. I don't know if I want to bring a puffer. I feel like that might be too annoying. I don't know if I even need a puffer. I have like my cropped one from Canada Goose that could kind of like smush down. I don't know. We will see. I know I for sure want to bring my knee-high leather boots, which will have to go in my carry-on because otherwise they're going to make my bag overweight. I know I want to bring a pair of my New Balance sneakers, shoes for the gym, and then probably like slides, like my Birkenstocks for when I'm in South Africa, because I know I'll probably want those. I think in terms of summer clothes, I'm just going to pack like 2 pairs of shorts. Obviously, like my jeans from London I can wear in South Africa. A few like tank tops and tube tops, a bathing suit or two. Praying I can get a tan when I'm in South Africa, because I'm so pale right now. But I've also ordered all my little travel size goodies. I got travel size of the Pureology hydrating shampoo and conditioner. They're leave-in because I love the Pureology line. I actually haven't tried the hydrating shampoo and conditioner, but I got that. I got a mini Color Wow Dream Coat spray, the extra strength one. And I have, what else mini things do I have? I think the rest I will do full size, and then I'm in a hotel, which I've stayed at before when I was in London in the summer, and I like the body stuff that they have, and they also have shampoo and conditioner I can use if need be. But just been in a process of getting ahead of all my work like I'm doing right now with the podcast before I go, so I have less to worry about while I'm there, and I can be a little bit more disconnected and unplugged, obviously. London, I probably won't be working much. South Africa, I'll probably work a little bit more. And then London, when I'm back there again by myself, I'll probably not really work, or maybe, I don't know, we shall see. But I do really want to take a vacation for myself because I feel like I've been grinding since I've been back from London and Italy in the summer. Okay, my dopamine menu. Let's get into it. I feel like a lot of these are going to be really predictable, and they're definitely not anything groundbreaking, but they're just the little things. You know, it's the little things that make us happy, that add to our life and everything. This is probably going to be a lot shorter of an episode, but sometimes we love a little short and sweet tidbit, a little podcast app. Okay, Hot Pilates, specifically at Jaybird, because I love the infrared heat. I prefer the infrared heat over humidity that you would get in like a yoga studio. Like your typical hot yoga studio when you think about it. Love Jaybird. If you're in Toronto, if you're in Vancouver, definitely try it out. Solus is also similar, but I feel like their infrared heat feels different. I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I love the burn and I love the build. It just feels so good to be in the warmth and the heat, especially when it's cold out. And infrared saunas are really good for you. They do boost serotonin and dopamine levels. So, and I discussed that on last week's episode of the pod, but I really just love the classes. I love the essence and the ethos, I guess, of Jaybird. It really just helps you get out of your head and into your body. It's a dark, candlelit room. You dance at the end, which I think has been so healing for me. Just like people talk about, like, the benefits of just like shaking and moving your body to let go of trauma and any like negative energy and to help you heal no matter what it is. And I really do think that getting to do that in Jaybird classes has done that for me. And that's why I include it in all of the Pilates classes that I've been teaching, which has been going really good, you guys. In fact, I think I'm going to add that to my dopamine menu. Teaching and leading a Pilates class and getting to create an experience for someone else and to connect with other people, especially in a job that I'm always alone and I work from home, and most of the connection I have with you guys is through the internet, but it's lovely to get to do that. I get to do that in person, and I've had re-attending students, and it's so nice to like get to know their names and see their faces every week. So been loving that. Contrast therapy. I love going to ARC or Trove or Othership in Toronto. So contrast therapy, if you don't know, is going in the sauna for an extended period of time. I normally do like 15 minutes. It's really hot sauna. And then you shower, rinse off all the sweat and toxins, and then you go into the ice bath. And I do the ice bath for 2 minutes. It's a really good mental challenge. It helps instill mental toughness. It's a good shock to the system, and it's so meditative and therapeutic for me. It really just grounds me and calms me, and it's a really good way to kind of reset everything for the week. I love going on a Sunday in the evening. I love just going in the evening in general. I make it a social thing. I've been going with the boy, and it's just a lot of fun. I really love contrast therapy. At first, I was definitely hesitant to try it because it was scary and it is intimidating. And I'm still very much aware of that, especially some contrast therapy places like Othership can be intimidating to walk into. They can seem a little culty, but I promise it's not as scary as you think it is. You just have to breathe. Focus on your breathing. If you're wanting to try out the ice bath, if you're wanting to try out contrast therapy, be intentional. Focus on your breath. In for two, out for four. It really helps. Your breath is your lifeline. Red light therapy beds have been everything. It is also just an excuse to take a 15-minute nap. Do I know if it truly does much? No, I don't know. I haven't done it enough to notice any significant changes or benefits, but research proves that there's so many different things. It helps with your skin health. It helps with recovery in your muscles from workouts. It can help with your dopamine and serotonin levels, which is so important during the winter times, during the colder months. Hot coffee. I feel like my list of things to buy, to do, activities that involve spending money is never ending around the holidays. Making the idea of investing and saving and thinking about your future to be a little bit more challenging, a little bit more overwhelming. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right, Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. And you can get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. I personally love Acorns. It simplified the investment process, which can be overwhelming and intimidating, but it just makes it so simple, so easy, and something more accessible no matter how much money you have to invest. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I'm super excited about today's sponsor. They've sponsored the podcast before, and This is a topic I'm super passionate about. I fear that us as girls struggle with PMS far more than we should, and we really shouldn't. I truly get the worst PMS symptoms. My boobs are sensitive, my face breaks out, my sugar controllings are out of whack. I feel like I'm just a bottomless pit. My mood is not the vibe, and estro control has been super helpful in helping manage those PMS symptoms and making that time of the month a lot more enjoyable. Estro control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Say no more. Estro control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially if you are someone like myself who struggles with PMS. It was created to help women feel like themselves all month long and to not struggle with the feelings PMS can cause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Really been into a cappuccino or flat white seasonal coffee drinks from Starbucks. It really just is a little mood booster. The little things that just bring joy. And on the theme of warm, cozy beverages, having hot chocolate at night with mini marshmallows. I had hot chocolate at a hockey game the other day, and it truly was just a mood booster. It almost feels childlike and heals your inner child in a way. And I don't know, there's just something so comforting, especially like if you're all cozy in a blanket and you have the candle lit and you're watching like a festive movie or feel good rom-com or just like something feel good or like a comfort show like Gilmore Girls or Gossip Girl. It really just is, or Friends. It's such a comfy, cozy feeling that I love during this time of year and truly is that mood booster, perfect for a dopamine menu. Homemade baked goods. The act of making them with a good playlist and a candle lit, the smell it leaves in your home, how delicious it is once you have like a fresh cookie or a fresh muffin or slice of banana bread or whatever you've made. I think I'm actually going to make banana bread today or tomorrow. I have ripe bananas. But it has truly just been such an enjoyable experience. I've been making so many cookies. If you guys know, I've mentioned this in my current faves a few times over the past few weeks, and I've been sharing my cookies on Instagram stories. But it really just is fun, and I love that it gets me off of my phone. Because my hands are dirty, they're busy, I'm using both of them, and it really just is a therapeutic experience, and it's rewarding because you get this yummy, delicious treat at the end, and it's something to look forward to after, you know? It's just a really, I love it. I love making homemade baked goods. I'd love if you could comment and let me know, like, what your favorite thing is to bake. Like, what is your favorite baked good? Is it cinnamon buns? Is it muffins? Is it cupcakes? Is it cookies, scones, scones, whatever you call them? Do I call them scones? Scones. Usually scones because of my parents with their South African accents, but just love a homemade baked good. Cozy, fluffy blankets or even a weighted blanket. Just so good, so comforting. So cozy, for lack of better words. It truly just is the vibe. I love having a million one blankets on my couch to grab, to put on me while I'm watching TV, while I'm doing work on my couch, even if I'm just hanging on the couch with friends, with the boy, just a good vibe. Holiday markets and events. I love a good holiday market. I love a good market in general, like in the summer when they do the flower markets or a farmer's market, anything. It is truly just so much fun. We have a lot of markets and pop-ups in Toronto, and I'm sure a lot of other cities have them, but we have like Good Friends and I don't know the names of half of them. But in terms of like holiday markets in Toronto, I really do love the Distillery District Holiday Market or the Christmas Market. St. Lawrence Market is also a really good vibe. There's also the Evergreen Brickworks one. There's so many different markets. I'm really excited to go to all the different holiday markets in London. But they're so cute and festive, and it's definitely a fun thing to do with a partner, with your friends, with family, whoever it is, especially like on a Sunday or like a Thursday or Friday date night could be a fun vibe, especially in the holiday season. It is such a cute mood booster. This is definitely something that has become more of a favorite in recent years, but going for pho with friends, specifically if you live in Toronto, the two pho spots on Ossington. I know the one is Golden Turtle. I don't know the name of the other one, but pho is so cozy and comforting, especially in the colder months. And I don't know, it's just a nice switch up, and I just love the whole experience. So if you can go for pho or ramen or soup of any type, it really just is the vibe and such a mood booster. Cute cafe dates, whether it's a work date or to catch up. I went this morning with my friend Shell. I love just going for like a morning coffee date or even like afternoon. I wish, me and my friend Jess were talking about this the other day, but we wish that there were more cafes that were open up later so you could just like go and hang there and get a nice little pastry and a tea or something on like a Friday or Saturday night if you don't want to do something else. Like that would be really cute. If any of you guys know of any in Toronto, let me know, because I don't know anything open past 8, but it would be a vibe, like just like cozy on a couch in a booth kind of vibe. I don't know. Cozy, comfy sweat sets and knit sweaters. Such a vibe, such a mood booster, especially like a matching sweat set. A new sweat set is such a dopamine booster. I'm absolutely in love with my newest sweat set, which is my Dairy Boy camo one, the camo river or river camo hoodie sweat set. It is so comfy. I love Elwood. I love Aritzia. I also really love the one that I have from Roots, which is like this gray little cropped hoodie, but not fully cropped. It's just like slightly cropped, and these cargo sweats. It's just so comfy. Love a good matching sweat set, and also have really been into knit sweaters and knit cardigans. I love my Saison knit cardigan. I love my Ralph Lauren blue knit. I also have a really nice one from Aritzia that's white that you guys love. I think it's the Peggy sweater. But just like cozy, comfy clothes. The past few days I've been wearing like big oversized hoodies with my Goldie low slung baggy jeans. I look like a skater boy, but it is just so comfy and cozy, and you feel a little bit more put together than if you're wearing sweats on sweats or like a sweatshirt with leggings. Just like baggy jeans and a hoodie or a crew neck is such the vibe for this time of year. I never used to be a slippers girl until I've moved out and had my own apartment. I love my slippers. I truly cannot walk around in my apartment if I'm barefoot. Like I have to wear socks or have slippers on my feet. I love my smiley face slippers. I really would die for a pair of UGG slippers. Like that would just be so comfy and cozy. But just cute, cozy, comfy slippers, especially in the winter, because I feel like the floors get so cold in the apartment. Like I wish I had heated floors sometimes, especially in the bathroom. The tile gets so cold. This might come as a shocker, but I guess not, because I've been doing dark nails for a while now. But dark nails for winter and getting a regular mani-pedi are such mood boosters. I absolutely love having a fresh set, having a new color that I love, but I really just love the dark nails. I feel so sexy with them, and it's such a mood booster whenever I look at them, and just having a fresh set and keeping everything also like nice and clean. Like, there is no better feeling than a fresh pedicure and your feet just feeling like so clean, like baby's feet. It definitely is a process. I definitely love getting a pedicure more than a manicure because I can read my book. My hands are free, but it definitely does tickle. And if I leave it for too long, my cuticles and I get ingrowns. Sorry, TMI. But then it hurts. But I just love staying up to date and being on a regular schedule with my nails. It truly is such a mood booster. And I feel so much more confident about my hands and my toes. Not that anyone is really seeing my toes. But I just feel like so much more confident. I've never really loved my fingers. But when my nails are done, I feel so much more confident. And I feel so much more put together. And like I said, like when you dress and you feel good and you take care of yourself, you feel so much more confident. Your self-esteem is higher. You're also giving yourself that self-love by taking care of yourself. And as a result, you're a happier person. So dopamine menu. A darker hair color and fresh blowout, fresh hair color, a fresh gloss, whatever it is, just chef's kiss. It feels so good. Like if I could get my hair done every single week, I would. Like that is my goal in life. I want to be able to get my hair blown out every single week. I want my hair to constantly look like fresh and beautiful and to feel so like silky smooth. Like I don't really love putting too much texturizing spray or hairspray in my hair. I love when my hair feels like silky smooth. In fact, I have to wash my hair today because it's a little grease ball, and I've been doing hair oiling to try to help revive my hair because I feel like it's been thinning a bit. I think I spoke about that on last week's episode. But just there is no better feeling, especially if your hair is dark. And I'm sure the blondes get this, know this feeling when they get their roots touched up in a tone, like a bleach and tone. But there is truly no feeling than like fresh color and a fresh blowout or even like a fresh haircut. Although I feel like fresh haircuts always feel better after you wash it yourself because it feels a bit more like lived in. Taking the showers when you are feeling icky, it is so easy to feel like crusty and gross and cold in the wintertime, but taking the time to do the full shower routine, like exfoliating and shaving and using like a lavish like body wash and a nice lotion afterwards and washing your hair and your face and everything, you feel so much better when you put time and energy into taking care of yourself and like doing a full shower, not like rushing through it, because I know I'm not alone. I kind of like dread taking showers sometimes. Like I hate being wet, but feeling clean and taking time to like nurture yourself and just like care for yourself and show your body love is such a mood boosting thing. And lastly, I did this the other day. I hadn't done it in so long, but a calming candlelit bubble bath or like Epsom salt bath. I did a little bit of both with a book or a comfort TV show and movie is such a vibe. In high school, I used to do this all the time. Honestly, I don't know, maybe this is an overshare, but I would always like Snapchat, like I wouldn't show anything, obviously just like my shoulders and my collarbone or like my knees and down. But I'd always like snap boys while I was taking baths when I was younger. But nonetheless, I really love baths and I used to take them all the time in high school, and it truly was just like a therapeutic experience for me. And I feel like since I moved out, I haven't done it as much. I felt like a little weird taking baths in like my apartments when I just moved into them because like other people lived here before, but I've been in this apartment for 2 years. I have someone come and clean my apartment every other week and I clean it as well. So I feel good about being in the bath, but I just love a bubble bath. I love just relaxing with a book. That's why I literally made sure my Kindle was the waterproof one. But it is truly just like a mood boosting, calming experience. Coming home from work, coming home from the hard day after dinner, running a bath and just like sitting there and relaxing, clipping your hair up and just chilling. Truly no better feeling. But I hope you guys loved this little dopamine episode for winter. If you did, I would love if you could leave a rating or review, a 5-star review, if you will, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as that is how you can help support the pod. I also love when I see you guys sharing that you're listening to Morning Ray on your stories and your TikToks and your reels on social media. So make sure you tag me if you do so. I do my best to repost and respond. But I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.